Hi, Rashawn.
Hey, Bethany.
Do you remember our first episode?
Ooh, well, I wasn't there, but I do remember it was in 2009, and I think it was in the spring sometime.
It was March 20th, 2009. That is the OG, skeptically speaking, which is what the show used to be called. And we had a rap that went with it that was our intro and outro. Do you remember the rap?
I do. I remember the rap existed, but I have to admit, I have not thought about the rap in a long time. And I cannot, don't ask me to do the rap because
The
I
only part I
cannot.
remember is the part where he goes, because we're skeptically speaking,
Yeah. That was pretty good.
was kind of iconic, honestly.
It was pretty solid.
I mean, part of the reason neither of us really remember this is because neither of us have been here since the beginning. The only one of us who has is Ryan Bromsgrove.
Who Ryan used to make the occasional appearance, in particular when we were still on the CJSR in Edmonton. We would do the CJSR fun drives, and Ryan would occasionally appear on those. But I don't think Ryan's been on the air for some time. But yeah, Ryan has been with the show since the beginning. He used to run the board live when we used to record from CJSR studios.
And then in a blanket fort, there was a blanket fort era.
There was a blanket fort era. So back when I first joined the show, and so I first joined the show in 2011, as a guest host, just to help cover some time when Desiree was away. And at that point, we were in a tiny room in Desiree's apartment. There was a little corner cordoned off by blankets, like leopard blankets. You know those like when you go to the side of the road and someone is selling these massive blankets with like wolves or
Yes,
leopards
and they're like
or
fleecy. They
unicorns.
have that like that
Yeah,
weird fleecy
exactly.
texture.
It
Yeah.
was like one of those that
The
had been
weird
sort
fleecy
of.
texture that makes you sweat for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. It was like one of those that had kind of been strung up in this corner. There was a chair, but that's where the laptop sat on, as well as what the microphone was attached to. And so you sat on the floor using this little plastic chair as a desk to suspend the equipment from. And then whomever was running the live chat, because at the time we had a live chat, sat on the other side of the curtain, also on the floor, with a laptop on the carpet, and followed the chat and sent questions to the host live via email. We were a very well-run machine, very professional. A lot of those early years was sitting on carpets, covered
I
in
mean,
blankets.
I feel like that was something that a lot of like professional radio and podcast people ended up discovering in 2020 was like the blanket fort when we were all forced to work from home. They've been working from
Yes.
these professional studios, and it was really funny in 2020 to hear some of these people being like, "Oh my God, I've now been kind of recording from like this closet." And I'm like, "Bro, I have been recording from a closet since 2013." And this is where I will say that people who identify as femme will always have an advantage in podcast recording quality because we can use our ex-wedding dresses as sound baffling. And let me tell you, piles of tulle are amazing
Yeah,
for
closets are great
sound
places to
baffling.
record. They make great sound
Yes.
baffle.
Oh my God. Yeah. So we've been doing it that way since the beginning. And then we rebranded in 2013. It was October
Yes.
7th, 2013. Not quite Mean Girls Day. It probably should have been.
That is when we changed from Skeptically Speaking to Science for the People, which was a big change for us. Shiny new website, shiny new brand,
New intro and
and
outro music that I
new intro and
honestly
outro music.
still
Yeah.
love.
It's pretty great.
It's really good.
When did you join us, Bethany?
I joined in 2013.
Ooh, not
You
long after
sent me
we've
the
been.
email.
What were your thoughts when you got that email from me?
I mean, I didn't even hesitate. I think I hit reply within 20 seconds. I was like, yes. Do I want to be a host? Yeah, I want to host this podcast. 100% I want to host this podcast. It was awesome. I mean, I actually had a full, I just started a full-time job as a science journalist, and it didn't even occur to me to ask permission. I asked forgiveness because I was like, I'm leaping into this with both feet without even thinking. It's amazing.
It was great.
I was honored is what I was. Honored and incredulous and like,
and you have been such a lovely addition, as have all the other hosts we've had on board. Marie Claire Shanahan, Anika, Marion, Jess, Carolyn, everybody who's been a part of the show. KO, the original producer of the show. We love you, KO.
It's KO been is like such a brother to me, literally. He lived in my house. So
it's been such a lovely project. The upshot is, and I'm sure some of you maybe have started to expect that this might be the case, is we're announcing that all good things must end. And so we've decided that after 15 years, nearly 15 years in, it is time for Science for the People to end. We've grown. Some of us have moved on.
Literally, we used to be an entirely Canadian podcast, and now I venture to say 80% of us are no longer located in Canada.
Very international now.
Yep.
And we've talked about many of the things we always wanted to talk about. So now it's time for someone else to talk about them.
And we will be running episodes to the end of 2023. After that, the episodes will remain. The website will change to become more archival in 2024, but you'll still be able to get all the back episodes and the podcast feed for the foreseeable future if you just need to hear our dulcet tones again. Because I don't know about you, but my dulcet tones, you should hear them. Beyond 2025, we may have to move the audio feed somewhere that's more long-term sustainable to keep it public. So that might not be on the podcast feed, but that's a problem for future us. For the time being, you will absolutely be able to access us on all of your podcast feeds. So also, the episodes published as Skeptically Speaking and as Science for the People are and have always been Creative Commons. They are published under a non-commercial, no derivative license. So if people want to archive them for themselves or create a publicly available fan archive, I don't know, maybe write fan fiction about us. If you do, please don't tell us.
Please don't tell us.
But if you want to create a publicly available archive, do your thing. Just don't make money, because Lord knows we never did.
Our Creative Commons license does not allow for remixing or derivatives, mostly because we don't want our guests to be soundbited in a way that is unfair to them, unfair to their knowledge, unfair to the views that they graciously shared with us when they shared their time and agreed to be interviewed. So that's why we don't allow remixing or derivatives, but you are free to take the episodes as they are, to use them, to share them, to use them in teaching, to create public archives of them, whatever you would like to do. The Creative Commons license, you can get more information about that at the footer of our website. So on any of the website pages, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the Creative Commons license. You can click on that, and it lets you know everything you can and can't do with the audio that has been published as Science for the People or as Skeptically Speaking.
And for our wonderful patrons, if you are panicking right now and are like, oh my God, they're going to take my money forever, we won't do that. You are the best. You will be receiving a gift. We're going to send you a present, a token of our amazing appreciation for your fantastic selves. However, if you end your subscription before the end of November, we will lose access to your information, which means you can't get a present. So please don't just up and cancel. We want to give you a present. And we do have a way to stop taking your money. So we will be turning off those payments at the end of November. So you don't have to deal with that. We will handle it. If you are paying via PayPal, you're amazing. But I'm sorry, friend, you will need to turn that off yourself. We can't do that. But if you are on Patreon, we will take care of it. Make sure your address is updated on there so that you can get some things.
For our last episode, we are going to be pulling the whole crew together, and we're going to have a chat about what this show has been to us and for us, what we loved, what we'll miss. And the spoiler is, it's about the friends we made along the way. You will finally also get to hear the dulcet tones of Ryan Bromsgrove again. I hope you're all very excited.
That's a threat, Ryan. It's also a promise.
I mean, just as a spoiler as well, this show has meant so much to me over the last 10 years. The ability to interview fascinating people, to learn things that I never thought I'd learn. I'm not a science major. I'm not a science journalist. I am a person who mostly studied English, who got into computer programming. And this was such a wonderful hobby and privilege to be able to talk to so many fascinating people about so many fascinating topics and to just learn the art of interviewing. I think back to the very first interview I did with Carol Tavris, and it took me 8.5 hours to prep that interview after reading the book.
Oh my God.
How stressed I was and how bad that interview was. Carol Tavris, you wonderful, kind woman. And it's been just a wonderful opportunity. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be a part of this show for so long and had the opportunity to talk to so many really interesting people and get so much feedback that the show has meant something to the people who have listened to it, that it's been enjoyable, that it's been a learning opportunity, that you've enjoyed some of the topics, some of the interviews as much as I enjoyed doing them. It's really meant a lot. And while I am sure that it's time for it to end, I'll also miss it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the word that I heard you use a bit ago was privilege. And I'm like, yeah, it's been a privilege to talk to these amazing guests. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, the cool thing about running a podcast is that you can reach out to people who are like super famous and say, hey, will you come on my podcast? And they say yes.
And it is pretty cool
to them. And
it is very cool to read a book and then get to talk to the author about the thing they wrote that you just read. That is just so wonderful and satisfying and something that very few people get to do. But also, I'm casting back to the one I'm thinking of right now is just before the pandemic really got underway, because I had a podcast, I also had an opportunity a lot of people didn't have, which was to reach out to some experts early in those days when we really knew nothing, pull them in and talk to them about that weird phase we were in of not knowing very much and what we could do and what it might mean. And that felt both like an action I could take for me, but also an action I could take for our listeners that maybe might help start to make some sense of what was happening. And there's been a few times in the last 10, 12, however many years it's been since I've got involved in this podcast, when I felt like I've had the opportunity to do that. And that is a, like I said, a wonderful privilege. And in those moments has made me feel like there was some tiny, small thing I could do for a small number of people that might help make something more understandable or clearer or less full of anxiety. And that was really useful for me in those times as well. I hope some of those were helpful or well-timed, but I know that after all of those conversations, I felt a little bit better.
I also just, you know, there's the times when I hope we were able to kind of serve or help people who maybe needed it, but also just the joy of learning from the experts that we talk to and the joy of sharing that learning with other people is a true, amazing, fabulous thing that I will miss so much because I'm a nerd, like at heart, absolute nerd. And knowing that there's people out there who want to nerd out with me is just the greatest, greatest thing. And some of those people are the people who've worked on this podcast. I mean, I have made friends and adopted family on this podcast that I never would have met otherwise. And that's been just huge for me and for my heart in a sad way.
I love you too, Bethany.
Oh, I love you. So there will be a couple more episodes, of course. There will be one more book recommendation episode. We will not leave you hanging. And Rochelle and I are doing one more gift episode, mostly because we want the excuse to hang out and look at pretty and cool things.
We look forward to this episode every year. I admit that it's like 50% for everybody listening and it's like 50% for us because we have a great time on that episode every year. So we want to do one more.
And we also end up buying lots of things that we probably shouldn't buy.
We do. So please indulge us. I'm sure there will be extra squeeing this time.
So much.
And we'd also like to know what the show has meant to you. So if you like us, if you have something to say about the ending of Science for the People, email us at feedback@scienceforthepeople.ca, either a message and we can read it, or a clean audio file memo, like a voice memo you can record on your phone of 30 seconds or less. And we will try to read at least portions of the feedback we get or air some of the comments we get on the episode where we all get together and chat about the end.
Man, that's upsetting. But don't worry, before the end of 2023, we will be back. We miss you already, though. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time in a dwindling series of next times on Science for the People.
Science for the People is listener supported. You can find us on Patreon, where you can support us with monthly donations in any amount. Your support keeps us afloat and able to keep making great new episodes, and we thank you for it. The show is produced by Bethany Brookshire and Rochelle Saunders, and is edited by Ryan Bromsgrove. Our theme song was written and recorded by Fractal Pattern, and its title is Binary Consequence. The show is hosted by Bethany Brookshire, Carolyn Wilkie, and me, Rochelle Saunders.